Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Whoa, man. That is some weird shit, Al.
Let's get going.
Hey, Patrick, another 10-minute podcast today, right?
Yeah. Love these things.
Yeah. So right. I have this timer. It's a kitchen timer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not digital or anything. It's totally analog. We're going analog on this show.
10 minutes about what it takes to boil pasta, right?
Is that right?
Yeah, about a little bit, yeah.
I guess. That might be a little longer. Well, that might be a little too long.
A little too long.
Right? Yeah, I don't know.
Seven? Like a little more al dente.
Yeah, probably. Okay, so I'm setting the 10-minute timer here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And today, in the hot seat, we have Justin Steiner.
Hey, guys. How's it going? So before I jump into anything, I was saying earlier, I gave Patrick a ride back to the hotel last night, and I had a weird moment for a second where, you know, the guy I listened to in my car, one of the guys, you know, on my speakers is actually speaking live from the back seat. So it was just a little kind of fun moment. It's like, oh, hey, yeah, he's here. So
was he talking the whole time?
Yeah, you know. I mean, our elevator conversation that you, Bob, and I had with a couple of women was a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
But, do we want to know about that?
Patrick was complimenting some sandals, and it kind of went along from there.
Got out of hand from there. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. What's the topic today, Justin?
So speaking of cars, I wanted to talk about like car trip CDs, which is something that kind of is disappearing as there are cars that don't have CD players anymore, and you can hook your phone up and or your streaming your Sirius XM or whatever. So I think maybe it's an art that's starting to die out. But I mean, we always did long car trips, and I would care more about the 30 CDs I brought along on that car trip necessarily than what I was going to pack for, you know. My wife would always get frustrated with me. She's like, just pick. I'm like, no, I have to really go through and like get my CD wallet and make sure I have all these. I'm not going to listen to them all. There's not enough time, but you know, you want to
have them.
You want to have the option.
You need them.
Yeah.
Now are you talking just CDs from your collection, or
yes.
Are you talking about mixed CDs?
No, like CDs from the collection.
So it's a matter
like
of picking out the right ones to
take
on the trip.
Picking out the right ones. What do you want to listen to? Try and have a mix of some newer stuff so you can, you know, get more of a listen to with the old stuff. But there's four that I always have with me that are kind of like talismans when we're on a car trip. So the first one, Chicago band, and I got to sing a song of theirs with the Frank Muffin last night, is Material Issue. Yeah. And actually, the CD that I usually bring with me is their last album, Freak City Soundtrack, which I think is a highly underrated album. But it's a really good one to listen to when you're driving because it starts very upbeat. And, you know, you have a couple ballads in there, but then you get to the end. And Help Me Land is the last song. Have you ever gotten high?
Good song.
Yeah, it's a great song, and it kind of, you know, gets you like going and pumped up. So often, I mean, we always drive east, so coming back like when we hit Indiana, that would be the time that I would usually put in that CD because it was like that pump you up. All right, here we got 2 hours or so left to go, like let's get things moving there. So also highly underrated album. I think that album should be a lot more celebrated than it is.
Did they have three studio albums?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Just for the record.
Yeah. Yep. Yes,
I couldn't
did.
Remember. Yes. So thank you. Okay.
Another one is Wilco Sky Blue Sky.
That's a good one.
You know, which is a good one to kind of just, as the miles are going by, you can listen. You know, there's a variety of the type of music on that album. Impossible Germany goes on for like 6 minutes.
Right.
You can really, you know, get lost in that. But
you getting a call. Was it important?
Yeah, no, it was not important.
Was it your mother or
no? It was the library telling me that I have books that I requested in.
Oh, requested.
Yeah.
In. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes. So
not that you're in trouble for not returning the books.
No.
Okay.
No, no.
All right.
No. I mean, I might have like 18 or 19 books checked out of the library right now. I have a problem.
He reads a lot. Justin is
a
voracious reader. Yes. He's constantly posting on Twitter like how many books he's read,
yeah,
making us all look just idiots.
You know, yeah. It's yeah. Just trying to keep track.
Oh, that's good.
What I
applaud
I like
you.
To do it, so
wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, go on. Okay.
Yeah. So we were talking about Sky Blue Sky, kind of, you know, a good one to just noodle along to, and which is funny because that's the album where people started throwing around that dad rock term, which is kind of, you know, how I figured out who you guys were way back when. So, you know, kind of full circle there. Another one, you know, another thing too with these albums, you have to pick things that the wife is going to be able to stand.
That's a good point.
Too, you know, the kid in the back seat always had his headphones on or whatever. He never cared much for whatever I wanted to listen to anyway, so I didn't have to worry about him. But, you know, sometimes she would sleep and then I could put on a different album that's, you know, if I had it turned down enough, wouldn't necessarily drive her nuts. So like she dealt with those two, but one that she really likes too is Tom Petty's Wildflowers.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice.
Which, you know, has a great variety of rock and acoustic, and you know, you've got Ringo's drumming on there that you can kind of bounce along to with To Find a Friend. Cool. And
in the middle of his life, left his wife and ran off to be bad. Boy, it was sad, but he bought a new car, found a new bar, and went under another name, created a whole new. And the days went by like paper in the wind. Everything changed, then changed again. It's hard to find a friend.
And it's also an hour long, so you put that on and all right, when it's done and you can get lost in it, you're like, okay, I'm an hour closer to my destination.
Speaking of dad rock, Tom Petty.
Yeah absolutely,
perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. And the last one that I always make sure I have, too, is Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs, speaking of the Bangles again, as we heard on the previous. They're Under the Covers Volume 1 album, which is the 1960s. They do a bunch of 1960s songs. So it's a really good album, and they have a wide variety of tunes on that album. Their cover of It's All Over Now, Baby Blue, is great.
Don't they do a song by Love?
They do. They do Alone Again or.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is fantastic. Their version of The Kids Are All Right is great too. Like, you know, you can really, it's like 14, 15 songs and they're all really good songs and they do them very well. And my wife would always, you know, be happy to listen to those too. So.
They're good picks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Impressive. What about you? What did you do?
I was always the person who was staying up till 2 o'clock in the morning making a mix CD.
Okay. So that's where you would go for the road trip.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're right. You got like one pair of socks in your suitcase and nothing else.
Yeah.
But you're sitting down there trying to get this mix CD just right for your trip. So.
Yeah. I mean, I used to do that with tapes too back in the day, you know, but yeah. How about you, Jim?
I think Matthew Sweet was one I would always take on a road trip. Again, like you were saying, that's an artist who my wife really likes.
Uh-huh.
And so, and of course I'm a huge fan too. So that would always be one we would take. Tom Petty is a good pick. I don't know. Those are the two probably that come to mind the most. I'll think of something else in a moment here. Yeah.
And I mean, you know, always a wide variety of other things too to have with me. But like those four over the years became like, these are the four I absolutely need to have. And I would make sure to listen to those at some point during the during that drive.
I have one that I will never bring again because I got a speeding ticket when I was listening to Titus Andronicus, The Monitor, and it just builds up more and more, and I didn't realize I was driving like 85, and I got pulled over. Realized how fast you were going, no, I don't, but I was just really into it.
I mean, that is a problem when you're listening to music in general driving, right?
You
get those driving, you know, the pounding beats, and you're into it, especially if you're by yourself, like in a long road trip. You know, right.
I think the other key to this, too, is especially, you know, considering other people in the car, you want to pick an album that doesn't have like a clunker song on it or something that's maybe a little too aggressive or harsh or whatever, you know, just sort of out of nowhere. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not saying you can't just skip, but, you know what I'm saying, though. You want to listen to the album. And so you really have to think about, you know, the full work, right?
Yeah.
When you pick that one out. All right. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Oh, wow. Lots of hands went up. Right. So hurry up because the timer is down to about 2 minutes. So what do you got?
I'll be quick. Scott Parks here.
Scott Parks.
Talking about the wife. She and I have basically no interest in music. They're the same. She'll go to concerts, but I'm dragging her. But one thing that we always listen to, it seems like, when we're driving is American Beauty by the Grateful Dead.
Oh, really?
It's just a great driving record. It's just kind of the similar pace. It's not like too fast. It's not too slow. And she loves it, and I love it. And it's just a record that we both enjoy listening to. So,
very cool.
Yeah, that's one.
Okay. All right. Bob Peterson's coming up.
This goes back to when we had a vehicle that had where you could load 5 CDs in there.
In the trunk?
Wow. Yeah. No, this was actually, you know, in the
I was hoping it was in the trunk.
Honestly, I remember we only had
the weirdest
this
thing.
Was before we had kids. This is like late 90s. And I remember we had the same CDs and my wife and I liked the same albums, and I still remember the 5 CDs we had until we got rid of that vehicle. It was the reissue of Let It Be Naked.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Some Girls, the extended version. Fight Songs from old 97s. Seen a Ghost from Honey Dogs, which is a Minneapolis band. And Odelay from Beck. But I remember that was, when I hear those albums, I think of, you know, CDs in the car with driving. And there was one where there was Common Ground, and we both listened to all those. So,
Yeah.
Now, a couple things on that. One is, when you have the 5 CDs in the... When you have the 5 CDs in the car, you got to remember, though, to eject those before you sell the car. You know, right? Because if you just sort of have them
there. I actually left OK Computer in a rental car.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yes.
You still got the case.
And then that, although Bob's was not the trunk version, that trunk thing was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was really
like,
weird.
Like, hold on, honey. You got to pull over and change the CD.
16 CD changer.
That's right.
In the trunk.
Yeah, that was weird. Okay, we're going to quickly get Eric Lorenz in here.
Yeah, I just had a quick pitch for USB thumb drives. 16 gigabytes will hold 150 CDs. And most cars, even if they don't have a CD player, they have a USB port.
That's true.
So that's my recommendation.
Nice.
Oh, all right, good tip. Okay, Justin has to answer the question from the bag of questions.
All right, usually I ask the questions to students. So, you know, this is
I pulled one out at random. Okay. This is good. This is a trivia question.
Okay.
If you win this, if you get them all right, if you get all 4, okay, of these, it'll make sense in a moment here. You get it all right.
Mm-hmm. You can buy Jim a beer.
You win in a mana radar range.
Nice.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
Okay. Now before
I need one of those for my car.
Now, before I read the question, I'm legally obligated to say there is no mana radar range as part of this. Supply chain issues.
Okay. Right. I got you.
Okay.
Which is another band name.
All
anyway.
Right. Got it. All right. So you have to get all 4. You have to get this completely right to get the radar range that's not actually here. Okay. It's Dead or Alive. I'm going to give you 4 names. You tell me if these people are dead or alive.
Okay. All right.
All right. Ready? Who's keeping track here?
I'm ready.
Jerry Lee Lewis, Pat Boone, Tito Puente, and because we're in Chicago, Buddy Guy. Okay.
Okay.
Jerry Lee Lewis, Pat Boone, Tito Puente, and Buddy Guy. Are those, which of those are dead and which are alive?
Just off the top of my head, I feel like the only one who is still alive is Buddy Guy.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final
answer.
Would
you like to phone a friend, maybe?
I don't know. Do I need to phone a friend out there? So it's crickets back there. They're leaving me out to dry. It's so just like all the kids who pull their hands down in class.
So you're saying Buddy Guy is alive and the other three are no longer part of this mortal plane.
That's what I'm going with.
Okay, you're incorrect.
Okay.
So you get the home version of our game.
All right, excellent.
The correct answer here is Jerry Lee Lewis. Anyone?
Alive. He's still alive.
Alive.
Okay.
Pat Boone. He is alive.
Yes. Really?
Pat Boone is alive. Tito Puente. He is not alive.
Okay.
Buddy Guy is alive. Yeah, you got that one right.
All right.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, I just didn't figure on the other two. So.
All right. Thanks, Justin.
Yep. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Justin.
All right. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Until 2 a.m.
Tito Puente is going to be dead, and you're going to say, oh, I've been listening to him for years.